Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And I had a chance to visit with your senior captain, Madison Hutchinson, about yesterday's game. And she said, first 10 minutes, your team just came out a little bit flat, maybe a lack of energy. What was it that you saw in those first 10 minutes?
Well, I certainly want to give credit to Ohio State. I think, as a road team, I was impressed with their start. I mean, they came out, they definitely had a little jump in their step. And, sometimes hockey can be a game of momentum just by one play or another. And I just thought we were maybe back on our heels just a little bit. And what I mean is when we're at our best, we're on our toes, we're pushing the pace, we're jumping. And I just thought we just didn't have that. It wasn't like we were, just flat out not into it. We just didn't have that little extra jump that I think is really, really imperative for us, for Bemidji State to be able to be competitive in this league. We need to do that. I don't care who we're playing. And that was the message today in our meeting, is that we can't, we definitely have skill in the locker room, but we cannot just show up and step out and think we're going to be competitive in this league against anybody. I don't care who we're playing. But I thought as the game went on, we got better. And it was just unfortunate we got down 3-0. Combination of some unlucky bounces. We had a defenseman fall down on a pivot, and that results in a 2-on-1, and they're able to capitalize on that. And little things like that. And then going back, we had some great chances where we just missed the net. We had right in the slot. I think Jack Castle was point blank and just wound up and ripped it. And if she hits the net, she scores. But it goes wide. That's we use the term puck luck. That's what we're talking about. We didn't get that bounce last night, but that's hockey. Things like that even out.
Shots on goal were even until the third. Then the third period, your team outshoots them 19-4. A little bit too late for your team then?
Well, every situation, every game, every period, it's an opportunity, and we certainly take a lot out of that period in terms of how we competed. You're down 3-0. It'd be very, very easy to just raise the white flag and play it out, but this group didn't do that. They were engaged and they were on their toes, and we played with a sense of desperation, Kelly. And that's, again, the message today was we need to play like that from the get-go. And I'm sure Ohio State was sitting back a little bit. They're protecting a lead, so certainly that factors in. But we definitely had momentum. We were generating a lot of opportunities. We had them pinned in their zone. That's this whole season. It's the process that I refer to. And when I say we have to embrace the process, you have to embrace the downtimes as well. It's never ever going to be things are going to be perfect. You're always going to be successful. You're always going to have your ups and downs. And it's being able to recognize that, embrace that, and just move on and accept the next challenge. It's all part of the process. So yesterday was a learning experience for our team, and hopefully today we'll come out with a better effort right from the drop.
I know since you came here to coach, your theme has been there's never too high or too low for this team. You got to kind of keep it even keel a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. We certainly didn't get all giddy about last Saturday's win, and we're not going to be all bummed out about yesterday's loss. I mean, that's, like I said, that's the process that I referred to. And today's another opportunity. It's a great day. It's another opportunity to play this great game, and there's 3 points on the line. Let's go out there and see if we can't get them.
Well, I knew coming into this weekend it would be a battle between two great goaltenders. Sauvé had a great weekend against the Badgers. Mowat had a great weekend against the Gophers. Last night it was Sauvé's night. Not typical to see Britt give up that many goals, but it wasn't her fault.
No, but credit Sauvé. She was very, very good, and she's playing well. You can just tell, but she's tracking the puck. She's big, obviously. You just look, she takes up a lot of net, but any goalie nobody's invincible. We could certainly score any goalie in the league, and it's just a matter of being a little bit more tenacious around the net, hitting the net when we have those opportunities. But we have to get pucks in front of her. The one goal we got, Hutchie just fired it from the right sideboards and kind of surprised her, but there was also people in front of her. And if she can't see it, it's going to be a lot harder to stop. So that's one of our challenges, to take away her eyes whenever we can, but also be there for rebounds. And when we're there, let's be tenacious and get that puck in the net.
A couple of your younger players last night had good games. Kiki Radke had 10 shots on goal. And Sylvia Merrilt back in the lineup, she looked a lot faster out there on the ice. Did you notice both those?
I did. It was tough not to notice Kiki. She just brings so much energy. And whether it's back-checking, forechecking, you name it, she was bringing a lot of energy for her to get 10 shots. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I don't know if we've had that in quite a while. But that's her game, that she brings that. And yeah, I thought Sylvia certainly was a lot stronger than last Friday, and that was good to see.
Heather Olsen had her first chance to play on defense alongside Natalie Stanwood, and it looks like from your lineup she's going to get her chance to be in the lineup again today. What did you see out of Heather?
Heather did very, very well. Very impressed with her performance. She looked comfortable. She made plays. And it was just funny on the bench because every time she did something, the team was just all yelling her name, cheering and shouting. So that was fun to see. She's proved she can play at this level. So that just gives us a little more depth. And now every one of our defenses has been in the lineup and seen game time. So that's encouraging.
I noticed no lineup changes for you today. Why'd you decide not to put anybody else in?
Just going with the same lineup. Good opportunity, like I said. It's another great day to play this game, and I think this group will give us a great opportunity to go out there and get 3 points.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today, Coach?
I think it's going to start with winning the battles. I mean, we got to win a lot of battles right from the get-go, and when we're doing that, obviously that means we're engaged and where we want to be in terms of mentally sharp. So, you know, let's just go out there. We're certainly not going to overanalyze it. Let's just go out there and play our game for 60 minutes and see what happens.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.